Exclusive: McAuliffe spokesman ashamed of racist tweets, apologizes days before election. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 29, 2021. Renzo Olivari, communications director for Terry McAuliffe, has apologized for a series of bigoted tweets that were unearthed just days before Virginia's gubernatorial election. Social media users shared screenshots displaying several of Olivari's alleged tweets, some of which were deleted after being exposed. In these posts, Olivari uses the N-word and makes stereotypes about the black community. Hashtag tweet like a guy going out with Deniggies. Hashtag things black folks never throw away broken lamps. In another tweet, Olivari appears to complain about people repeatedly comparing him to a black person. Are you black? Hashtag something you get a lot ha 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 ha. Hey at Terry McAuliffe. Come get your comms guy. He's showing his ass and embarrassing you. pic.twitter.com/r0kdwika. Donald Trump Jr., at Donald E. Trump Jr., October 29, 2021. Olivari told Breitbart News. As a person of color, I have tried to live my whole life fighting for communities like mine. When I was in high school student, I tweeted things that were clearly unacceptable. I am ashamed and I profoundly regret what I tweeted. I take full responsibility and I want to profoundly apologize and use this as a moment to grow and learn from my mistakes. I will continue working to fight for communities like mine in every way that I can. Olivari's tweets were exposed on the same day allies of McAuliffe attempted to paint Republican Glenn Youngkin as a white supremacist and connect him to the Charlottesville protests in 2017 by planting five people with tiki torches outside of a Youngkin campaign bus. The Never Trump Lincoln Project, which has a financial relationship with McAuliffe's campaign, took responsibility for the stunt after it fell apart under public scrutiny.